Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. Mexicans are preparing to vote in presidential, parliamentary and local elections after a campaign that has seen the worst violence for decades. Here's our Mexico correspondent, Will Grant.
More than 130 politicians have been killed across the country since campaigning began in September. Now that voting day has arrived, however, many Mexicans see it as an opportunity to remove the government that has led the country to this point. Millions of ordinary Mexicans are angry at President Enrique Peña Nieto and his administration, particularly over the sluggish economy and widespread corruption, crime and impunity. The man widely expected to replace him is the left-wing candidate, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He has made tackling corruption the central plank of his election platform, promising to improve wages and pensions by stamping out rampant abuses by the state and the political and business elites.
The leadership of the CSU, one of the junior partners in Germany's coalition government, is meeting later today to discuss whether Chancellor Angela Merkel's plans to tighten controls on immigration go far enough. Jenny Hill reports.
It's judgment day for Angela Merkel, whose very political survival, it seems, rests in the hands of a mutinous interior minister. Horst Seehofer, who also leads her Bavarian sister party, has issued an ultimatum. Either she delivers a tough EU migration strategy, or he unilaterally starts turning migrants away at the German border. The rebellion threatens to tear apart a fragile coalition government. After days of talks, Mrs. Merkel now has her EU migration plan and a number of bilateral agreements. Whether that's enough to appease Mr. Seehofer is impossible to predict.
A compensation scheme for victims of child abuse has begun in Australia. The abuse dates back several decades. Phil Mercer is in Sydney.
Australian authorities believe the $3 billion compensation plan will help to ease the pain of those who are abused in institutions. About 60,000 people will be eligible. The average payment is likely to be around $50,000. The scheme was recommended by a royal commission. It spent 5 years investigating suffering and depravity in religious organisations, schools, charities, sports clubs and the military. In October, the Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will make a national apology to victims.
News from the BBC.